Great to have you here, Dan.
Hi, Tim.
Wonderful to have you on WGRR.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, how can I help you? What's the problem at your home today?
We've got a block basement wall that is cracked and very noticeably bowed. And even some of the blocks, the bottom row, is like it's offset by about an inch from the block that's below it.
Oh, man, that's death on a stick, man.
Yep. Just wondering what you'd recommend regarding rebuilding it or fixing it.
I have to tell you that there's all kinds of options. First thing you're going to have to do is call in a residential structural engineer and have them. There's all kinds of different options that you have.
Okay.
But in my opinion, because you've got that offset, you're going to have to rebuild that wall. There's no way, in my opinion, of patching that and making that look right. Here's what's going to happen is that if you don't fix this wall and do it the right way, then when you go to sell the house, your house is going to just have this horrible stigma on it. You know, it's going to have this, it's like, ugh, you know, this ugly thing that it looks like you tried to, you know, patch and it looks horrible.
Yep.
So, and the reason I want you to have a structural engineer involved is because I want that person to actually develop a small plan. It's usually only one or two pages that shows exactly how the thing's supposed to be fixed so that the problem will not happen again. If you just bring in a contractor to do it, and that contractor says, oh, yeah, we've taken out these block walls before and we rebuild them and everything's fine, and then a year later it cracks again, you're going to be a grumpy guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but if you then get the plan from the structural engineer and you give that plan out to three contractors and say, look, I want you to build the wall exactly as it is on this plan, then you should have no problems, especially if you make sure that you have a great guy doing it. And I mean, I happen to know one. I mean, I know the person I would have rebuild it. As a gentleman here in town, one of the guys you should have bid this job is John Hay and his partner Gary Bubenhofer. John Hay, and the way you spell that last name, it's kind of unusual. It's H-O-E-H.
Oh.
Yeah, H-O-E-H.
Okay.
John Hay. Yeah, I know. It doesn't even remotely sound like it looks.
No.
I know. But Bubenhofer, that's pretty easy to find in the phone book. That's a good German name.
Yeah, exactly.
Gary's a great guy, and John both. I mean, they are, in my opinion, they're probably the best bricklayers and blocklayers in the tri-state.
Okay, great.
They're all about quality. I mean, they don't rush the job. They just do it right.
Really? Okay.
But even still, I mean, that being said, I still want you to get the plan from a residential structural engineer. And like one of those, I mean, a gentleman I've used for years is Bob Becker, you know, here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy. And there's all different ones, you know. But if you do just call out of the Yellow Pages structural engineers, make sure you find out that they are specialized in residential work. Because, you know, there are structural engineers that build bridges and skyscrapers.
Okay.
And that's not the guy you want out at your house.
Okay.
I mean, you know, unless you're going to be building a skyscraper or a bridge.
No.
All right?
Yep.
All right, that's all you got to do.
Thank you, sir.
All right, well, good luck, and thanks for calling Ask the Builder.
Take care.
All right, Dan, great to have you here.